For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A few dozen white nationalists left Lafayette Park in the nation's capital. Escorted by a caravan of police to a park outside the White House, the group faced thousands of counter-demonstrators. Organizer Jason Kessler.
We're going to be unapologetic that we're standing up for American history. We're standing up for Thomas Jefferson. We're standing up for Robert E. Lee. These monuments need to stop coming down.
Police have kept protest groups from confronting each other, sparking violence as counter-demonstrators say they're taking a stand against hate. The demonstrations mark a year since a woman was killed protesting the same group of white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia. Meanwhile, the mother of Heather Heyer, the girl who was killed a year ago, spoke to supporters in downtown Charlottesville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow is giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
The Trump administration's pushing back against racial allegations from former Trump advisor Omarosa Newman. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Speaking to Jonathan Karl on ABC's This Week, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, said she's never heard President Trump make a racial slur. As far as Newman's claim that she was offered $15,000 a month to sign a non-disclosure agreement after she was fired.
That's not hush money. Everybody sends an NDA. It sounds like she didn't want to sign it and didn't want to go back to the campaign because she had a book on her mind.
In 2016, Omarosa was the Trump campaign's director of African American Research. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
With cooler temperatures, firefighters are making progress against the fires in California. The Holy Fire has now destroyed 16 structures in Southern California's Cleveland National Forest. This man decided he should evacuate.
We saw it coming over the hill, and so we decided, well, we better start getting some things packed.
The fire is now 41% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A host on a cable news show made some remarks a few days ago that are still drawing criticism as she's being accused of bigotry and racism. USA's Chris Barnes takes a look at the story.
Fox News Channel's Laura Ingraham still trying to clarify remarks she made last Wednesday about the nation's demographic changes. Remarks she says have been distorted. Ingraham said on Wednesday that in major parts of the country, it does seem that the America we know and love doesn't exist anymore. Massive demographic changes have been foisted on the American people. As she spoke, the screen behind her did depict people scaling what appeared to be a giant border wall. Shortly after, former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke tweeted a link to what she said, calling it one of the most important monologues in the history of mainstream media. Ingraham had said towards the end of that Wednesday commentary she wasn't talking about race or ethnicity. On Thursday, she said she had, quote, a message to those who are distorting my views, including all white nationalists, and especially one racist freak whose name I won't even mention, saying you don't represent my views and you are antithetical to the beliefs I hold dear. It's believed she was referring to David Duke. Fox management has had no comment about Ingraham's original remarks or any remarks she's made since. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News.